be used by HIV negative people to prevent the HIV from attacking into the system once you're in touch with the virus. Truvada has been used in clinical trials sponsored by the ANRS, part of the government scientific research branch, one of which I've been included for the past 3 years here in France, the only one available in France, called Ypres, for 400 people. The trial went on for 2.5 years. It was stopped about a month ago. I have to explain that half the people in the trial, they were taking a placebo that resembled exactly the pill. The other half of people were taking Truvada. Ypres was to see how taking it intermittently works. They found out the people who were taking Truvada were not getting affected. They found out that some of the people in the placebo arm were getting affected. So when they found that out, they stopped it and they said they're going to put everyone under Truvada, which is what they're doing right now.
So it's with urgent priority that healthy informed debate is promoted. Doing this through December and into 2015, ACT UP Paris is continuing to promote the use of the HIV prevention toolkit. That is, wear a condom, test regularly, and adhere to treatment. They're the three initial tools in the toolkit. But charging on, they'll be campaigning alongside other voices in the AIDS community to promote access and understanding and to demystify the benefits of PrEP. They want to see it become a staple in the modern HIV prevention toolkit.
And in the trials, it's not just taking pills. We go into a clinic, our blood is tested to see if we are HIV positive, to see if we're taking the drug, and also for other sexually transmitted diseases. Doing that, we also get counseling from professionals. We talk about our lifestyle, what we're doing, the risk we're taking, and what we can do for that risk. We're there for a reason. All this information and all these things going on has an effect on you psychologically. And what happens is that people tend to start thinking seriously about what they're doing. But sooner or later, you start having less partners. You start using condoms more and want to take less risk. There's been a lot of things happening in the past 6 months even. It changes like every day. After we've analyzed all this information about what we think prevention should be today, we're putting that out into the public. We hope to have some representatives of the scientific community as well as the association community, like people from AIDS, the other associations.
But let's back up. Reaching 2014 marks the 26th World AIDS Day, and stigma and ignorance seem to remain. ACT UP is working to temper the doubters, insisting that people's habits and attitudes towards HIV have already changed, yet knowledge is lagging behind. Professionals know, regardless of good intentions, sometimes people aren't hasty enough to put on a condom during sex. Their primary message is clearly this: test regularly and start treatment early. Both are effective tools in HIV prevention. They advocate that if you're unsure about your HIV status, please go get tested. And if you've tested positive, please adhere to the treatment regime.
A lot of people have ideas about prevention that are outdated. They're not up to date because they're not following what we're following in the scientific world. Well, our idea is combined prevention, prevention combiné, where we talk about a toolkit that people must learn to use in order to prevent become HIV positive. The first thing are condoms, of course, traditional thing. The other thing is TASP, which is treatment as prevention. That means that HIV positive people who've been tested positive, if they follow treatment, they can have a low enough viral charge in their blood that they can't transmit the disease to other people, which is very important for people to know. A lot of people don't know this. Some people were doubting this for a long time. This has been scientifically proven, and the information is just being released now. TASP is a very important part of prevention. Then there's testing. There's not enough people being tested as often as they should be. If you can't get tested, you don't know your status. Knowing your status is very important. If you're positive, you should be under treatment. Treatment is free in France, and people should get tested as much as they possibly can. For gay men, that's every 3 months.
HIV positive or HIV negative, we're all part of the solution. Here's Tom Craig signposting you to a HIV testing centre in Paris, a place where you can also access information on other HIV prevention tools.
190 Boulevard Charon, Metro Alexandre Dumas, which is in an apartment building. You have to walk through the doorway into the building behind the apartment building. It's not very apparent from the street. It's part of the Seed Info Service offices. they're going to move on December 15th. But I understand that the health center, which is the Center 190, will stay there for another 3 or 4 months afterwards, but they will be moving in the spring. We don't know the address yet.
This is Out Urban Arts Boy for WRP World Radio Paris, marking the 26th World AIDS Day. A day for acting up, a day for remembering the estimated 39 million people killed by AIDS-related problems. The music clip you heard was Mark Almond and Bronski Beat, I Feel Love from 1985. 3 years earlier, GRID, the gay-related immunodeficiency, was coined, followed by Dr. Luc Montagnier of France's Pasteur Institute, who identified the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, which led to the US approving the first blood tests for HIV a few years later. To lead us out, here's Jimmy Somerville on vocals, with a 2014 reprise of his Bronski Beat gay anthem, which 30 years ago was a commercial hit for the Small Town Boys.
The answers you seek will never be found at home. Nor the love that you need will never be found at home.
Urban States, Episode 10. Stay Negative, the Toolkit for HIV Prevention, for WRP World Radio Paris, marking World AIDS Day 2014.